Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Today we're diving into something that can feel pretty heavy, but trust me, it's crucial. The art of forgiveness and letting go of things that are weighing you down. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of resentment, anger, or hurt? You know that feeling when you replay past arguments in your head, or find yourself stuck in a cycle of bitterness. I'm not gonna lie, we've all been there. Holding on to grudges can feel tempting, like it gives us some kind of control over the situation. But honestly, it just keeps us tethered to the past and prevents us from truly moving forward. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we learn to forgive, not for the other person, but for ourselves? Today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning actions. It's easy to get caught up in thinking forgiveness means saying what someone did was okay, like they got a free pass. But real forgiveness is about acknowledging the hurt, accepting that it happened, and choosing not to let it define your future. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional prison you built around the pain. 2. Forgiveness takes time. Don't expect this to be a one-and-done deal. It's a process, a journey, sometimes even a marathon. There will be good days and bad days. Some days you might feel a surge of anger or hurt, and that's okay. Acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them control you. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. When we forgive others, it's important to also extend that same grace and understanding to ourselves. We all make mistakes, sometimes big ones. Holding on to self-blame and guilt only keeps the cycle of pain going. Remember, you're human, and you're doing your best. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past is a surefire way to keep yourself stuck in a loop of negativity. Try practicing mindfulness, focusing on your breath, your senses, and the present experience. This can help shift your attention away from the things that are causing you pain and bring you back to the here and now. 5. See the bigger picture. Remember, holding onto anger and resentment doesn't change what happened in the past. It only affects your present moment and your future happiness. Choose to let go of those negative emotions and focus on building a brighter future for yourself. Think about the time you got into an argument with a friend, maybe over something small, something that should have been easily forgotten. But did it linger? Did you find yourself replaying the conversation in your head, getting frustrated all over again? We've all been there. And sometimes, even though we know it's irrational, we keep holding on to that anger, that resentment, because it feels like a way to protect ourselves, or even justify our own actions. But here's the thing. Carrying around that baggage doesn't make things better. It just weighs you down. Imagine if you could let go of that anger, that hurt. Imagine how much lighter you would feel, how much more energy you'd have to focus on the good things in your life. That's what forgiveness is all about. It's about releasing yourself from those heavy chains and stepping into a brighter future. So today I challenge you. Take a moment to reflect on something that's been weighing you down. Think about the situation, how it made you feel, and what you can learn from it. Then choose to forgive not for the other person, but for yourself. It's a powerful act of self-love and a step towards true freedom. Remember, friends, you're capable of amazing things. Don't let anger and resentment hold you back from living your best life. Embrace forgiveness, let go of the past, and step into the future with confidence and clarity. Until next time, keep striving for virtue and remember to live each day with intention. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of forgiveness and create a world where we support and uplift each other.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.